Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine at the University of Oxford, and I'd like to talk today a little about our own work. This has been terribly big-headed, isn't it? But nevertheless, we've talked quite a lot about prognosis in the past, and working with a great friend and colleague of mine, Håvard Danielsson, and his group from the University of Oslo in Norway, friends such as Marco Novelli, Ian Tomlinson, our usual collaborators. We've done, I think, quite a nice study in a large cohort of early-stage colorectal cancer, around 2,000 patients, in which we looked at the prognostic value of co-estimating stromal fraction and ploidy. We've talked about stroma before. I think that the microenvironment of the tumor is as important as the somatic tumoral mutational landscape in determining the biological behavior of colorectal cancer. A relatively crude but nevertheless valuable measure of microenvironment is just to look at the ratio of stroma to epithelial cells. The more stroma, the worse the prognosis. Ploidy is a measure of DNA content. And again, we've talked many times before about their singular failure to be able to pin down individual mutations or molecules or something that's overexpressed that is truly a prognostic value. Just by looking at ploidy, DNA content, aneuploid, those tumours which harbour a significant subportion of cells with more than the normal DNA content, have got a more biologically aggressive behaviour. Individually, stroma and ploidy are, in multivariate models, separate prognostic factors, but when we bring them together into a covariate model, we start to see some really useful discrimination for stage 2 colon cancer patients. There's still a big debate about which of these patients we should put forward to consider adjuvant chemotherapy. And by using ploidy stroma, we can separate the group of stage 2 patients into those with very good outcome. 5-year survival is better than 90%. Intermediate group with survival is around about 70-80%. And a very bad prognostic group with 5-year survivals around the 50-60%. Now, for me, I think that degree of discriminatory information is a useful thing to be able to convey to patients when we're discussing whether or whether or not they should consider adjuvant chemotherapy for stage 2 colon cancer. For patients who are in the group at very low risk of recurrence, I would counsel not to have adjuvant chemotherapy. For those in the intermediate group, you know, the sort of 70-80% 5-year survival rate, there's a debate to be had. And in our practice, we find that younger patients, those under 70, tend to want to consider chemotherapy. Those who are older tend not. And for those patients who have a very bad prognostic outlook, I would consider the possibility of doublet chemotherapy, probably for 3 months. I've always said in the past categorically that there's no room for oxaliplatin in the management of stage 2 colon cancer, but in a group in which we see a prognosis of that sort, then I would be prepared to offer 3 months of combination treatment with oxaliplatin. So have a look at the paper. It's published in Annals of Oncology. Large cohort, it's been very carefully worked through, and we find these prognostic factors are much better than anything else we've ever looked at before, and I think they might be ready for prime time for us to consider how we move prognostic rather than predictive markers into some of the algorithms and treatment guidelines for colon cancer. I'd be really interested to see what you have to say about it. But for the meantime, Medscapers, thanks for listening.